Hey guys, I'm Jared, and today we're talking about what's new in board gaming as of June 24th, 2022. I'll be covering the latest news, announcements, most played games, hot new Kickstarters and crowdfunded games, and more related to board gaming for the past 2 weeks. At the end, I'll also be sharing what's going on behind the scenes with my YouTube channel, Meeple Mentor. So stick around, we've got a lot to cover. Leave me a like and comment on what kinds of updates that you want to hear more about. To make sure you don't miss my news updates, new video tutorials, and our podcast episodes, be sure to subscribe on YouTube and your preferred streaming platform. Let's look at first some current crowdfunding games. You can support the projects now online. The first platform I'll talk about is the GameFound platform. New World Order is funding now, where you play as a globalist billionaire. It's a tactical board game where you collect different corporations and institutions to gain achievements and reach big goals. It's fast-paced and can be learned in 15 minutes. It plays in about an hour for 2 to 5 players. The Umbrella Academy, the board game, is on GameFound for a few more days. It's a 1 to 5 player cooperative game about stopping each threat before the apocalypse. It plays in 1 hour and is based on the popular comic book series. Amygdala is a new colorful abstract game for 2 to 4 players from Wolfgang Kramer and Michael Kiesling. Collect resources to place emotion tiles to claim majorities in the 7 color regions. It's an hour and a half game using hundreds of acrylic game pieces representing different emotions. A 1 to 3 player historical war game is on GameFound called Wars of Religion, France, 1562 to 1598. Compete for control of the country and souls of the citizens. In the court phase, act politically, then the war phase to battle on fields. Plays in 2 hours. Lastly on GameFound right now is Immunization the Game, a 1 to 4 player game all about developing vaccines for the world's diseases. Protect the most at-risk populations by discovering the best formulas, launching clinical trials, and managing your vaccine production. Set the prices and use a competitive sales strategy to succeed over the opponents. Now let's look at the game's funding on Kickstarter. Mind Clash Games has a new one funding now called Septima, which plays in under 2 hours. Gather your witch coven, enthrall the townsfolk, and rise to power as the new Septima. Gain wisdom points to become the most worthy successor of the High Witch. Actions are card-driven with simultaneous card planning. Funding now is Clash of Galliforms, a 2 to 4 player unique bird war game with lots of replayability. Explore, build, and battle in this strategy and resource management game with ground living birds. Inspired by RTS games, but plays in under an hour. Definitely take a look. A 2-player tactical card game is funding on Kickstarter called Redline Battle of Neom. It's a new expansion to the Redline card game. Engage in urban warfare in the mega city of Neom in this futuristic, expandable deck-building card game. Deploy forces, plan attacks, do missions, and battle. From Roxley Games, check out Skyrise, a game of auctioning and artistic egos for 2 to 4 players. It's a game about patience, deduction, and scarcity for players who enjoy tight gameplay and tough decisions. It's for 2 to 4 players and plays in 30 minutes to over an hour. It's the spiritual successor to the 2008 spatial auction game Metropolis. It's funding fast, and there's only a few days left in the campaign. For more deduction games, check Midnight Murder Mysteries 2nd Edition on Kickstarter. It's a story-based crime investigation board game aboard a cruise ship. For 1 to 5 players ages 14 and up and plays in 75 minutes. There's a competitive, cooperative, and solo mode with lots of cases to solve. You'll need to answer who is guilty, what was the motive, and how did the victim die. The 2nd print run of Pagan Fate of Roanoke is on Kickstarter now. Become part of the battle between witch and witch hunter in the year 1587 in this expandable deduction card-driven game. It's a 2-player asymmetrical game that plays in an hour. With plenty of boards, cards, tokens, and more, complete your individual objective to win. A new series of games from Argyx Games is funding with their first one now called Mystery Poster #1, A Greek Life. Yes, it's a poster with puzzles to solve. Scan the QR code on the poster to see the instructions. There are 13 puzzles to decipher by connecting together your observations and using your deduction skills. Some puzzles will even need you to look up information online, listen to music, watch a video, or even pull up Google Maps. Steve Jackson of Munchkin fame has two new Tiny Dice games funding in a Kickstarter campaign right now. The rules are printed on a poster that folds down to the size of a credit card. That's what you get in the pledge, the poster rules, but you must use your own six-sided dice to play. Posters are the new thing, I guess. For more global adventures, check out this new game from the creators of Canvas called Globetrotting. Plan epic vacations by drawing travel routes on your globe. It's for 1 to 4 players and plays in 30 minutes. It's getting good reviews and looks very unique. A new TCG with dice is funding on Kickstarter called Back Alley Mages. It has full art cards, simultaneous play, and lots of spell slinging. It plays 2 to 6 players with matches lasting 30 minutes. It funded in 10 seconds when it went live. Eagle Griffin Games has a new Vidal Lacerda Euro funding right now called Bot Factory. It's a 1 to 4 player worker placement game about building toy robots under the supervision of an efficiency consultant, Sandra. It reminds me a lot of Kanban, but this looks to be more streamlined and not as heavy. It plays in 30 to 60 minutes. Battle of the Breweries Season 2 is live on Kickstarter. It's the world's largest beer trading card game that features real-world breweries and around 300 beers from 36 countries. Create a brand new taproom for your fans by sourcing all the beers, getting glassware, and finding the beers that your fans prefer by alcohol content. Greater Than Games has a campaign now for two chemistry games, Compounded and Lab Notes. Compounded is a new peer-reviewed edition that features streamlined gameplay, more player interaction, more real-world facts, and more content. Lab Notes is a brand new chemistry roll-and-write game taking place in your high school chemistry class. Form chemical bonds using the elements rolled on the dice. A 2 to 4 player casual engine building card game called Cheese Factory is on Kickstarter now that plays in 30 minutes. In the game, make different kinds of weird cheese in a custom cheese factory, sometimes starting cheese fires. It looks good for an entry-level engine building game. The graphic novel and webtoon series Brothers Bond is crowdfunding a board game. Journey across a mystical land, do adventures, and hopefully save the world. Each game is part of a campaign, leading to an epic climax. Improve your characters between sessions and gain new skills. It plays 2 to 4 players in about 2 hours. Muskoka the board game just launched this week and is a family-friendly game of adventure for 2 to 6 players. Journey between cottage country locations by land and lake using explore cards, taking in sights and sounds to earn wildlife point tokens. It plays in 20 to 60 minutes for ages 8 and up. From Hong Kong designer Lobi Games, check out Stardust Coffee, a resource and dice management board game with high strategy about making the best coffee in the galaxy. It's for 2 to 4 players and plays in about an hour and a half. Control a space expedition, sailing your ships across the galaxy to get the ingredients needed to make and deliver coffee. Funding on Kickstarter now is Channel One, WON. A semi-cooperative card game of reporting news stories. Resort to anything to report anything. Land the job of primetime news anchor by traveling the city, gathering sources, and reporting the best news stories of the day. Joey Games is a new games publisher founded by Phil Walker Harding and wife out of Australia and is funding 3 games on Kickstarter right now. There's Busy Beaks, a card game about Australia's wildlife, Pass the Party Food, a co-op about classic Australian party food, and Scribbly Gum, a drawing game about Australia's scribbly gum trees. Lastly, just launched this week is a new, highly anticipated game from C'mon, Cyberpunk 2077 Gangs of Night City, the board game. Take control of ruthless gangs vying for dominance over the criminal underworld of the hellhole known as Night City. Moving on to current news in the board game industry, Funko Incorporated has acquired Mondo, a subsidiary of Alamo Drafthouse. Mondo has made toys, games, collectibles, posters, and games like Unmatched. During the COVID pandemic, Mondo filed for and emerged from bankruptcy, and with Funko's acquisition, they'll have the financing and leverage to keep growing. Just announced this week, Direwolf Games will be the sole publisher of all the Clank board games instead of being co-published by Renegade Game Studios. The series has grown enough that they are able to take on the publishing themselves. The GAMA reported their attendance numbers this year for Origins Game Fair. Over the five-day fair, over 11,600 people came, for a 9% increase since last year. However, numbers are still down compared to the pre-pandemic, reaching only 57% of normal attendance. Kickstarter has just announced their inaugural Community Advisory Council members, made up of independent creators and backers that will help the platform on future developments. Among the 12 members is Munchkin creator Steve Jackson. The council is expected to meet virtually 6 times a year. As this news came out, also this past week, a new crowdfunding platform was announced and will launch in 2023. The fulfillment service BackerKit will be creating their own funding platform with lots of companies on board to switch over, including Gloomhaven developer Cephalofair Games. Publisher Services Incorporated has announced they have a new director of business development, John Faes. He has led BGG Con for the past 15 years. He'll be in charge of development, vendor management, and fostering relationships with partners. Imagination Games has a new vice president, Dan Rowan, previously senior director at Ultra Pro and founder and president of Playroom Entertainment. Rock Manor Games just signed an agreement with Tabletop Tycoon for them to publish and distribute Rock Manor's games. Rock Manor will continue to operate as an independent studio to create games and run crowdfunding campaigns. A new summer camp centered around the Monopoly board game is going on through June, July, and August this summer for kids ages 9 to 17. It's called Monopoly's Money Matters Financial Literacy Camp. Kids will go through financial lessons that can be practical for personal finance, all while using Monopoly as the engaging material. At Asmodee USA, Andre Kieran steps down as their head of US distribution. Steve Buckmaster will fill in the role temporarily. Meanwhile, the owning company of Asmodee, the Embracer Group, has just issued $1 billion in stock to the Saudi Arabian government. Well, specifically to the Savvy Gaming Group, which is an extension of the public investment fund, part of the government. Savvy Gaming will now own around 8% of shares and 5% of the votes for Embracer Group. CEO Lars Wingfor of Embracer Group released a statement about it in a letter defending that decision. He made several points, including that other non-democratic countries around the world are shareholders already and wanting to support the global ecosystem in gaming. They needed a sizable investment to stay an independent company headquartered in Sweden, and Savvy was only one of a few who could provide that capital. Lastly, he stated that the current management maintains a controlling stake and majority of votes in the company. Mantic Games announced a price increase coming August 1st due to rising materials and shipping costs. Games like Kings of War and Firefight will be affected. They have 2 new box sets coming out in July for Kings of War. This year's winner of the 2022 Kinderspiel des Jahres Award for Children's Game of the Year went to Magic Mountain from Amigo. It's a co-op about racing sorcerers down the mountain to keep ahead of witches. Now let's move on to talking about the latest game announcements and new expansions coming soon. First, from the Op Games is Marvel Dice Throne 4 Hero Box. It's a dice game for release next month, and this adds Loki, Scarlet Witch, Miles Morales' Spider-Man, and Thor. Future expansions are coming with more heroes. It's for 2 to 6 players ages 8 and up. Also from the Op, check out Harry Potter Mischief in Diagon Alley. It's a dice game coming next month. Roll dice to gain control of the shops while getting rid of magic supplies that don't belong. Whoever restores order to the shops fastest wins. It's for 3 to 5 players, ages 6 and up. Zombicide has a new spin-off game in the works and is a Tetris-style flip-and-write game. It's called Zombicide Gear Up and is for 1 to 6 players. Choose your character and difficulty, then use polyomino weapons to match the hitboxes for the zombie card enemies. It's designed by the creators of Cartographers and Project Elite. An Orleans sequel is in the works called Joan of Arc. It's a draw-and-write game for 1 to 5 players that should play in 30 to 45 minutes. Draw follower tokens from your bag and take turns selecting one and doing the action. Over 25 turns, travel, collect goods, construct buildings, set up trading posts, earn coins, and perform charitable deeds, coming at Essen 2022. A monster truck arena board game will be available for pre-order this fall called Bigfoot Roll and Smash for 1 to 4 players ages 8 and up. First, build the arena and then compete against each other for the Monster Rally Championship. Program your run using the tire dice, then smash and drive your way through. Earn the most points to win. Micro Macro has a new entry in their crime-solving series. It's called Micro Macro Crime City All In and has you collectively scanning the artwork for specific items or people. It takes place in a new district of Crime City and can even be lined up to previous maps to be viewed as a whole, but the previous titles aren't necessary to play. All In will come with 16 cases to solve. Australia has a new expansion called Tasmania, which adds a double-sided map and 66 tiles to randomize the map layout on one side. It's designed for play with 2 players and will need the base game to play. The War of the Ring, the card game, will be coming in November this year. Compete in teams by using card decks to represent their faction's strengths and weaknesses. It's a campaign battle game for 2 to 4 players. It will retail for $45. The designer of Tiny Epic Galaxies has a new game coming at the end of the year called Silicon Valley. Become entrepreneurs running tech startups, hoping to be the first to reach $1 billion in value. Use polyominoes to create patterns. It's for ages 14 and up and takes 1 to 2 hours to play. Devir Games has a new co-op game called Home Sweet Home or Not, designed by Paul Peterson of Smash Up fame. Designed for 2 to 5 players, work together to clean up the house quickly while trying to finish one of the missions included in the game. Missions like arranging the house in a specific layout. It's coming to retail this September. The 2012 Kennerspiel des Jahres winner, Village, is getting a big box edition from Plan B Games coming early 2023. It comes with the base game, improved components, additions, and updated artwork. It adds all the expansions, promos, solo mode, and a brand new expansion for 1 to 5 players. Crowd D Games announced a Victorian steampunk co-op game coming in January. It's a one versus many team game where players try to take down the machine before it destroys humanity. It can be an automated AI or controlled by a player and even soloed. It's for 1 to 4 players ages 14 and up and plays in 60 to 90 minutes. The webcomic artist behind Extra Fabulous is getting his own party game called Boo Tea Call. Become a lonely medium looking for love in the afterlife. The other players are potential suitors. They can only communicate through the method shown on their seance cards. A new real-time dexterity and train board game was announced by Holy Grail Games. It's called Railroad Madness and has players competing to construct and run the most successful railway business. Transport customers to new frontiers in the 19th century as fast as possible. The gameplay is inspired by the video arcade game Crazy Taxi. Crafty Games has a new board game called Tabriz coming to GameFound for crowdfunding in September. Crafty Games published the Spiel des Jahres nominated game Cascadia. In Tabriz, players are carpet merchants in a Persian market, weave carpets to fulfill orders, gain the best customers, and earn the most money. Dice Theme Park from Alley Cat Games is coming out on July 20th. Become theme park owners trying to expand. It uses a dice cascade mechanism that lets players create combos. You can even hire animal mascot meeples to entertain the guests. It's for 1 to 4 players and plays in 1 to 1.5 hours. A new expansion pack is coming in September for Marvel Champions, the card game. Cyclops Hero Pack will have Scott Summers, also known as Cyclops. It will need the base game to play. Aeon's End has a new expansion coming out called The Ruins, slotted for release on July 13th. It adds new game mechanisms for the base game and comes with Aether tokens and Silence tokens, expected to retail for $19.99. Merchant's Cove has a new expansion coming out soon through an expected crowdfunding campaign. Merchant's Cove Mastercraft introduces the Faction Festival, new modular content, and 4 new expert merchants to the game. A new game board is also included. Lastly, Exploding Kittens has a new spin-off game called Zombie Kittens. It's a standalone card game that lets players come back from the dead after being exploded. The goal was to fix the player elimination problem of the original game. New artwork is also included, featuring undead humans and cats. It's available now for $21. Let's talk a bit now about what's going on with the Meeple Mentor YouTube channel. Since my last news update, I did an unboxing for Viticulture World and the Wine Crate. I'm very impressed with it overall. Firstly, I thought they did a great job packing it in the box, and inside the crate itself had some great inserts to fit the game and all its expansions. Check it out. In Steven and I's latest podcast episode of Mentor Minutes, we discussed the Recon convention that we recently attended, as well as several new games we got to play: Ark Nova, Perseverance, Viticulture World, and others. We also filmed a new Meeple Mentor Plays video on Tokyo Highway. He and I did a playthrough together of this cool little dexterity game. The last tutorial video I published was on Stefan Feld's Trajan. It's quite good if you've never played it. Learn to play and give it a shot. My last off-the-shelf short episode was on Azul, just short recommendations on popular games that maybe new players don't know about, trying to lower the barrier to entry. Lastly, Steven and I decided to start a review series together called Brand New Review. The name could change, I don't know. Well, that came out yesterday, which is on the current Kickstarter game, Nut Hunt. You can hear our thoughts on it after we had a chance to play at 5 players. We also recorded a full playthrough of the game, but I'm still editing that. Should be out soon. The puns were out of control. Upcoming tutorials I'm working on include Perseverance Castaway Chronicles, Chai, Libertalia, Viticulture World, and Ark Nova. Not sure which one will come out first, so stay tuned. And thanks for listening in to today's news update. I appreciate your support. And remember, teach when you can, but always be learning. See you next time.